And now, the US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Let's go to the US. Harley Carnes joins us. Morning to you again, Harley.
Good morning, Steve.
Do you think Oprah could become president?
That's a good question. I think the euphoria after her speech and the and her fans looking for something that says that she's going to run made a lot of people say, oh, she, you know, she could be elected today. Maybe she could today, but the election's not today. And so it's a we don't know anything about what she stands for. Not really. We know she's a liberal. We don't know for sure what she will want to do about immigration, about law and order, about taxes, about, you know, corporate taxes and everything else. So, you know, the issues would ultimately have to be something that people would focus on. Could she win? I think anybody, if Donald Trump can win, she could win. Why not? You know, I mean, it's possible. And she's got the money to run. She's more than a billionaire, you know, about $2 billion, they say.
Yeah, then she's got to deal with issues. Then got to deal with issues like the one we're going to talk about now. This is this Dreamers immigration situation. I mean, it's one thing to make an inspirational speech to a room full of supporters. It's quite another to actually run the country.
Right, and I think in that particular case, it would be simple for her because we know she was a strong supporter of Barack Obama, so she'd want to continue his Dreamer program. The problem is that there's an awful lot, and most people like the Dreamer program pretty well. They don't like necessarily what is the ultimate result of it, but they like the idea that, that some youngster who's brought here as a child, you know, who is not really a participant in the political process of it, and has lived his whole life here, shouldn't be chased home just because that's the circumstance that he arrived here in. So people understand that, but at the same time, Donald Trump is figuring out what am I going to do about this immigration situation because there is a problem. And that's part of it. At the same time, they've got to fund the government. So they've got the opportunity to work out sort of a deal. The Democrats are pushing him to somehow or another keep the Dreamers in the country. He now says, and this is a big, big change of tune, I think my positions are going to be the people, what the people in this room come up with. And this is both Democrats and Republicans. He spent 55 minutes with them with a wide-ranging discussion, asking Democrats as well as Republicans what they thought about the issues, and said that he would go along with whatever came out of that room in a bipartisan basis. Wow, that's not the Donald Trump we have seen.
No, indeed not. Mudslides in L.A.?
5 people dead. This is near Montecito, California. This is where some of those you know, devastating fires were. It takes away all the vegetation. Along comes a fire, and then along comes the rains, especially a deluge like they had today, and there's nothing to keep the mud from starting to move. They've got 5-foot deep mud in some places, up to people's waist, and some people are still missing. We don't know what the situation is exactly, but we do know we have at least 5 people dead there.
It's awful stuff. Thank you, Harley. I'll talk to you tomorrow. There, Harley Carnes in the United States.